Welcome everyone to the Game of Inches podcast. Is this the first time TBO and Cubs Fan Forever are doing a podcast?
I think this is the first time we've done it together,
It's amazing. We've been doing podcasts for like 4 years now, and we've never done one.
Together.
I don't think we've ever done one where all four of us have been in the same room.
Man, we should have had that one experiment after the All-Star game 2 years
ago. Oh yeah, during the All-Star game, we were at your house.
Yes.
And magically, the recording didn't get recorded.
No, it flopped, and it wasn't a good podcast to begin with.
So as far as the world is concerned, it never happened.
I guess so. So we never really did.
Right, but we have planned, like, so many times to do a podcast together.
We were going to do one a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and it's never worked out.
And we just got too tired, and we ended up hanging out, and...
Personally, I blame you.
We did. How do you blame me?
Because I'm always up for doing podcasts.
No, you were the one who won, so we ended up doing that fantasy basketball... We ended up doing that basketball ranking.
Yeah, we did that ranking.
Position.
I think that turned out well.
I thought it turned out really well.
It wasn't a completely...
For the people who checked it out on gameofinches.blogspot.com, we did a rankings of breakdowns by position of who we would like to have in the NBA by position.
And you ranked, like, Rose, the fifth best point guard in the NBA?
You know how I feel about him not being a true point guard. He's more of a shooting guard.
What don't you understand about 8 assists a game?
He's more of a... He's second most attempted shots in the NBA.
Yeah, and he still manages to get 8 assists. How impressive is that? Guys can't get 8 assists when all they try to do is get assists.
You know, when I think of a prototypical point guard, I think of the Rajon Rondos, the Dylan Williams, the Russell Westbrooks, the point guards spout plugging that team with assists, with the steals, running, being that energizer bunny. That's not Rose.
Well, let me ask you, how many championships have prototypical point guards won? John Stockton, Isaiah Thomas won 2. But that's the only one that comes to mind. People consider Magic Johnson a point guard, but he was kind of like a point forward. He did win a...
He won a ring.
Yeah, but he also has 3 Hall of Famers around him.
Yeah, Hall of Famers.
And the fact that he's averaging... Did win a...
He won a ring.
Yeah, but he also has 3 Hall of Famers around him.
Yeah, Hall of Famers.
And the fact that he's averaging... passes, but when you got 3 Hall of Famers who can all knock down shots... And I feel like that entire system, the offensive system of the Celtics, is just built perfectly... For a point guard to get assists.
It is built for a point guard to get assists, especially when you have great shot makers.
Absolutely.
Like Ray Allen,
KG is great at the 17-footer, and Paul Pierce, great all around.
Right, when you have great shooters around you, your assist totals are going to go up for a point guard. There's no denying that.
Oh, and you can lob it up to Shaq if he gets bored.
And Jermaine O'Neal.
Stop with Jermaine O'Neal. He hasn't been relevant since like 2004.
Fine. When healthy he can be.
When healthy, was it 2004?
Been a few
like
years.
I said.
They got, okay, Glenn Davis. They got big guys.
Yeah, Glenn Davis is a very good player.
Yeah, so they got guys. But anyways, I'm just saying, Russell Westbrook, what he's been doing, I know he's cut off from his hot start earlier this year, but he's been good.
So you had Rondo ranked ahead of Rose in your list?
I can't remember.
Just
but
whatever, right now, would you rather have Rose or Rondo?
I think I got it. It would be close. I would definitely have Dylan Williams. Definitely Dylan Williams.
Okay, how about Rose or Rondo? That's the question.
I would probably go Rose. It would be close, though.
Well, I bet if I look up the rankings, you put Rondo probably number one.
It would be close. Dylan Williams would definitely be higher, though. Dylan Williams would be higher than Rose.
But what if Rondo was playing on the Chicago Bulls team?
Yes, I would love to put Rose with Rondo as a backcourt. I know it would be a little small, but to me it would be fine because Rose is a shooting guard.
Okay, that's he's not a shooting guard at all. That's unreal. First of all, that's unrealistic.
Even though he doesn't have a great shot.
If you put Rondo on this Bulls team, what is the Bulls record right now? Let's say through 40 games, what would their record be with Rondo?
Well, they would be missing shooters. That's the problem.
They're missing shooters right now.
But Rose is a shooting guard, in theory. He takes a lot of shots.
It doesn't matter. We're replacing Rose with Rondo.
But you...
Isn't this how you measure the value of a player?
But you're measuring a different type of player, and that's my whole argument.
Well,
I say Rose isn't a typical point guard, is because he takes a lot of shots. And that's why I don't consider him a prototypical point guard model.
Why does he have to be a prototypical point guard?
He doesn't have to be, but I consider him more...
Was Jordan a prototypical shooting guard?
He was to some degree of a 2/3
How student, dare though. You call Michael Jordan prototypical?
Well, he was great. He was a great two guard.
Exactly.
He was a great two guard.
I wouldn't call him prototypical.
Well, he was a great two guard.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Fame two guard.
Absolutely. Then why do you want Rose to be prototypical? Why do you want him to be like everybody else?
I don't if he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Exactly. Then let him be what he is. And why can't you answer my question?
Okay, what's your question?
On this team, if you replace Rose with Rondo, because a lot of times teams don't have a choice who they have. It comes down to the draft. It comes down to free agency.
Oh, you're right.
What if, you know, for some reason, the Bulls didn't get the number one pick, and instead they somehow got Rondo? Right. Where would this team be right now?
We probably could have. Rondo was not a high pick.
No, he wasn't.
No. Actually, didn't we trade? We traded...
Why do you keep changing the subject?
No,
would this Bulls team be with Rondo?
Probably not as good because we would lack the shooting. I give you that.
Yeah.
Because Rondo isn't that... He wouldn't be attacking a basket as much.
Exactly. Then why are you choosing Rondo over Rose?
As a prototypical point guard, I would have...
Why do you want Rose to be prototypical?
Because he lacks the... setting up other players, creating shots for other teams.
Then explain.
He doesn't steal the ball as much. He's not a good stealing.
Well, stealing is a skill.
Right, that he does not
possess. You don't necessarily have to be a point guard to steal the ball.
Yeah, but a lot of great point guards do. Chris Paul, Rajon Rondo, Westbrook, they have that skill.
Well, I'm sure Rose is averaging over a steal a game.
He may, but he...
Do other point guards block shots like Derrick Rose does?
For point guard, probably not. And he does rebound very well to Rose.
Yes, he does.
Rose is probably one of the best rebounding point guards now that Jason Kidd is over the hill, to give you that.
That's actually a good... We should talk about Jason Kidd later on.
Oh, my God. He's got old really fast, hasn't he? But to throw that out there, to be fair, I do want to say that Rose is probably one of the best rebounding point guards now in the game. Right?
I would say that he's... at least top 2 point guards in the NBA. Who cares rebounding or not?
That's a skill that not many guards have.
It's like, I'll say...
So the fact that he's one of the best in that area is a skill that does go unnoticed.
But there's so much more. I can tell you that Jose Calderon is probably the best shooting point guard in the NBA. That doesn't mean much. No, he is.
He's the best shooting guard?
He's had, like, 3... 50-40-90 seasons. They didn't qualify because he didn't have enough attempts.
Okay.
But he did have like 3 50-40-90 seasons, which is extremely impressive.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't consider him one of the best point guards in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
There's so much more that goes into it.
Right.
And explain to me, how does Rose average 8 assists a game if he's not a good point guard, doesn't have the instincts? And I'm pretty sure Rondo plays a lot more minutes than Rose does. Because Rose is averaging like 37 minutes.
No,
he gets plenty of rest.
Rose plays a lot. I'm sure they get equal.
He takes the first like 6 minutes off in the second quarter.
I'm sure they get equal.
He takes the first like 6 minutes off in the second quarter and in the fourth.
Yeah, but I mean, he still... Rose plays a lot of minutes.
Yeah, but it's like 37.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm pretty sure Rondo is probably up to like 41.
I doubt he plays that much. Do we have to look that up? Because I would think that Rose plays a lot of minutes. I mean, C.J. Watson, the Bulls' backup point guard, plays very scarce. I mean, Rose plays a lot of minutes. And that's actually another thing, is I think the Bulls may play Rose a little too much in regards of him. Even though he is very young and can play a lot of minutes, you don't want to play him too much.
No,
you don't want to wear him down too much.
37 minutes is not too much. Luol Deng,
who plays
like 42 a game,
they need to
that might be a little too
minutes,
much.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rondo averages 37 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure Rose is right there as well.
Okay. So they probably play about the same amount of minutes.
We should probably look up like how many minutes, which point guard leads them. Yeah, so they play exactly the same amount.
Should they play around 37 minutes?
How about Deron Williams? I don't even know who Williams is.
Williams.
Does he have a backup? Does he need a backup?
Williams is... Yeah, as the bright one knows, I have Deron Williams on a lot of my fantasy teams, with averaging 22 points, 3.7 rebounds, and 9.4 assists, which is about, I think, second or third in the league in assists. And he's just been a fantasy beast for me this season. Been very happy with Deron Williams. But he to me, he's one of the best players. How many minutes is he averaging?
It looks like all the point guards play the same amount of minutes.
It really does. They're all like 37, 53, pretty much. About 37 minutes.
Let's actually talk about Jason Kidd.
Let's talk
about the Mavericks, they do play a lot of national television. They're always on ESPN and TNT.
I've been seeing
them. So, I mean, I've seen Jason Kidd play enough over my lifetime, and I've seen him play a lot this year. In fact, I think last night I recorded the ESPN games.
Okay.
I was up to like 2 a.m. watching them.
Okay, how was it?
And it was ugly. Dallas just got destroyed.
Well, without Dirk, they've been...
Yeah, without Dirk, it's not even fair.
I mean, I know Butler's not that, but without Dirk and I know Butler, I mean, they're obviously...
Yeah.
No, I mean, Dirk's the engine of that team, and without Caron Butler, they got nothing.
They actually have a really good record still, despite going 2-7 so far without Dirk. So that just tells you how valuable Dirk Nowitzki is.
Yeah, he really is.
It's kind of hard to replace a 7-footer who can shoot lights out.
Right, well, he's a 7-foot shooting guard.
Basically.
He's a 7-foot shooting guard.
Would you call him a prototypical shooting guard? No.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Everyone's like him. But
you got many 7-foot German shooting guards.
But the thing is, the reason I want to talk about Jason Kidd is because, well, first of all, Mark Cuban went out of his way to trade for him.
Oh, they traded a lot
away. Yeah, they gave up Devin Harris plus a lot of other assets. Oh,
and that was I thought that was a bad deal at the time.
But an even worse idea was...
Extension, right?
He was actually like a free agent this offseason. And they made the decision to re-sign him for more years. And Jason Kidd has never been a great shooter.
Right. He always had low field goal percentages for point guard.
He's still a horrible shooter, but he's actually improved his 3-point shooting. That's basically the only thing he has left.
Okay.
But other than that, he is such a non-factor offensively. Especially with us getting to watch Derrick Rose on a nightly basis, you can see that Jason Kidd just doesn't have anywhere near the effect on
him. How is his assist totals and rebound has been? Because I honestly don't know how he's been this season, except I do know that he slows down a lot.
Well, he's definitely, you know, one of the best rebounding guards of all time.
Yeah, that's a given that he was.
He's probably the active leader in triple-doubles as we speak until LeBron takes over.
Right.
He's had a great career. Nobody's going to deny that. But for the Dallas Mavericks, a team who has so much money, so much assets, and such big inspirations of winning a championship one day... I don't think Jason Kidd, like a 38-year-old Jason Kidd, is the way to go.
No, he's not. Oh, my God, look at those numbers. I'm surprised the assist totals are so high.
Wow, shooting 35%.
Ooh.
34 from three.
So Jason Kidd on the
season... Does not get to the free throw line.
So Jason Kidd on the season is averaging 8.1 points, 4.8 rebounds, which is really low for him, I'm sure, and 8.5 assists.
It just... I mean...
And his field goal, his percentage is out career.
And it's not like Mark Cuban is a dumb guy.
No.
He actually relies on statistics a lot. And he still feels that Jason Kidd provides, extra wins for his team above another. I'm sure he could find another point guard to take over for Jason Kidd.
But I don't know about him anymore, Mark Cuban, because, I mean, they're playing a ton of Deshaun Stevenson down there. So, like,
Stevenson is actually having a great year.
So what are they thinking? I don't know. I mean,
I actually, we spoke on the phone before I came over.
Yes, we did.
And I asked you, how many players do you think are shooting over 40%
yes,
from the three-point line?
Yeah, you are.
And the answer is 45.
Yes.
Cup fan forever.
You don't need to say. You don't need to say.
Out
what
of the two?
No, no.
I can basically guarantee you that Deshaun Stevenson is one of them.
You're probably right.
And he's having a pretty good resurgence to his career.
Yeah, shooting. I mean, hey, he would fit the Bulls' need for a shooting guard, that's for sure.
Oh, let's not go that far.
No, he would.
He's not
though.
That good.
No, he's not that. But the Bulls, we'll get to that later.
47% this year?
You're right.
He must be one of the two guys. Him and Ray Allen.
He finally is. But now, okay, so I was a little preoccupied at the time thinking. But anyways, I mean, Jason Kidd, and to a lesser extent, you know, Mike Bibby are just two point guards.
That's another guy who's shooting over 40%.
Who were both...
That's three now.
Okay.
Only 42 to go.
Who were both point guards.
Yeah.
Who were just... I mean, obviously, Bibby was never great, but both point guards were just both washed up, who, I mean... both best days way behind them, who I would personally just like to see retire. I mean,
I'm pretty sure I ranked Mike Bibby either last or second to last among all point guards.
He's definitely, I mean, I shouldn't be really comparing him to Jason Kidd because obviously Kid to Bibby's doing Kid, you know, no justice, because Kid is a lot better and a future Hall of Famer.
You were actually right. Maybe you didn't understand the question. There actually are two guys shooting over 50%.
Okay, so maybe that's
what you were thinking.
I think
you might have just gotten confused by the question.
That's
yeah,
what
Sean Williams of the Knicks Matt Bonner are both shooting over 50%.
And how many did they take? A good amount.
Look at that, three a game.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Huh, that really is. And that Sean Williams and Matt Bonner. I wouldn't have got those guys either.
I'm sure you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have guessed those at all. Oh, and look at Mike Bibby third on that list after I was dissing him and saying he's over the hill.
Well, as the saying goes, the last skill a player loses is his ability to shoot, right?
I guess that's it.
So far, me and Cubs Fan Forever are the only people who are in the Fantasy Basketball League.
Yes, we are, because we are the only two who wanted to do that. But before
who know anything about basketball?
Do you want to talk about the Bulls' lack of shooting guard options, though, before we get into fantasy basketball?
Lack of options?
Yeah, well, internally, and what they should do.
Oh, internally there are zero options.
Well, don't you think they would be better off going internally with CJ Watson in-house?
Well, you can't. No,
I know he's
too small.
I know he's too small, but don't you think?
No, I don't actually.
Don't you think they're better off trying that over what they're doing and playing Keith Bogan?
But the thing
pisses me off.
I think a CJ Watson isn't exactly shooting lights out either. I'm pretty sure he's below 40% from the field.
But he averaged, 18 points or so last year coming off the bench for Golden State. Don't you think if we were able to get some of that magic back from last year when he was averaging good minutes, quality minutes off the bench for Golden State?
No. That's the thing. Do you want to become Golden State?
A team that starts two midgets at guard. I definitely don't. Isn't a midget, is he?
Ellis is a midget.
Is he?
He can jump out of the roof, but he's a midget.
I didn't realize Ellis was a midget.
He is.
Okay, I didn't realize
And they
that.
Give up 115 points
a game. I know, and I definitely don't want to be the scoring happy offense like the Knicks at the Golden State out with no Kieran Award for defense, even with Don Nelson not there. They still play the same type of offense. Like, what is that? But no, I'm not saying that at all. But I just, in-house, I would like to see, you and I have had long rants, you've listened to me here, about why they play Keith Bogans, why he even starts, he's in the rotation at all. Ronnie Brewer, if anything, should be starting, I think, because of his defense, which is much improved over Keith Bogans, or they should be starting C.J. Washington for his scoring ability, and they should be giving Keith Bogans minutes to a James Johnson, or more minutes to C.J. Washington.
If you had watched the Bulls game last night,
which
you
did not.
What, are you putting work ahead of the Bulls?
I know.
But what actually happened was Keith Bogans got two early fouls.
Okay.
So they actually had to bring in Brewer early.
Yeah.
And we had a really good first half, and we're up by, I believe, over 10 points at halftime.
They need to play Brewer more. And James Johnson has not played regularly. And, we talked a few minutes ago about Luo Sting minutes being so high. Brewer can play the three, obviously, small forward, and James Johnson can obviously play three. I would like to see Deng's minutes cut just a few minutes a game, just cut a little bit earlier.
No, yeah, absolutely.
In the season,
but the thing is,
to lower it and give these guys just 5 minutes a game more.
We don't have, besides maybe James Johnson, we don't have a backup to Luo Deng.
Brewer is a small forward.
Who?
Ronnie Brewer.
No, he can't.
He's more of a small forward than a shooting guard.
He doesn't do the same thing as Luo Deng.
What are you talking about? I would consider Ronnie Brewer more of a clone of Luo Deng than a shooting guard. He's a tall, long, athletic. He's a slasher like Luo Deng. He can run the court.
I'm talking defensively. Deng can defend a four, right?
That's true.
Do you think Ronnie Brewer can defend a four? I wouldn't go that far.
No.
But don't forget that Luo Deng is 6'9".
Right.
So he really, that's
a post-op again.
That's why he's playing like 43 minutes a game, because we don't have a backup to him unless you count James Johnson.
And do you know who has the raw ability to back up?
Not the raw ability, but he should be. He was signed to be his backup. It's kind of Kyle Korver.
Oh, no. But he can't play defense.
But that's why he's not a backup.
Right, but James Johnson has the raw ability.
We just talked about
him. No, but I mean, talk about being able to play the four.
He is the backup if he could only get into the
game. Right, no, but he would even be better to back up the four. I mean, he could play the three or, I mean, he has the athletic athleticism.
He could.
To play the three or the four and could even be better, but he just, he can't even seem to be able to gout either of those positions really well.
He can barely get the garbage minutes at the end of the game.
I know, and see, I would just love to see them take the